Harper Audio presents Moment of Truth by Lisa Scottolini. Read by Barbara Rosenblatt. I never did give anybody hell. I just told the truth and they thought it was hell. Harry S. Truman. Book 1, Chapter 1. Jack Newland had no choice but to frame himself for murder. Once he had set his course, his only fear was that he wouldn't get away with it. That he wasn't a good enough liar, even for a lawyer. The detectives led Jack in handcuffs into a small, windowless room at the Roundhouse, Philadelphia's police administration building. Bolted to the floor at the center of the room was a straight-backed steel chair, which reminded Jack of the electric chair. He looked away. The walls of the room were a dingy gray and marred by scuff marks as high as wainscoting. A typewriter table topped with a blacksmith Corona stood against the side wall, and in front of the table sat two old wooden chairs. One of the chairs groaned when the heavy-set detective, who had introduced himself as Stan Kovich, seated himself and planted his feet wide. "Sit down, Mr. Newland," Detective Kovich said, gesturing to a wooden chair across from him. "Thank you." Jack took a seat, noting that the detective had bypassed the steel chair, evidently reserved for murderers who weren't wealthy. Special treatment never suited Jack. A bookkeeper's son, he had worked his way through school to become an estates lawyer who earned seven figures. But even his large partnership draw remained a pittance in comparison to his wife's family money. He'd always wished the Buxton money away.